Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, boss.
Hi.
Hi. How do today?
Good, how are you?
All right.
Your daughters are there, right?
What?
You're having some time with your daughter.
Yeah. How you doing?
I don't get tired.
Hey, you know what? I don't play this very often. My sister's, my son's sisters, my daughters.
Yeah.
We were sitting in the car, took Catherine out last night, and Catherine is in the theater program, and she's around a lot of different people, and she is around a lot of people that are in the fine arts program and acting and singing and songwriting and all that. And I hear a lot of, you know, people she talks about, and she goes, hey, this person's great, this person. And I'll be honest, I listen like a father listens. I listen to, like, you know, okay, hey, that's very sweet, that's very sweet. Until yesterday in the car, we finished having our dinner, and we're sitting there, and she's, Daddy, I want you to hear somebody that graduated a couple of years earlier than I did. She's one of my best friends, and she is really, really good. And I said, well, what's she doing with it right now? She said, well, she's living in New York, and she has just gotten back from London, and she is very, very talented, and I wanted to play this for you and see what you guys think, because it's that good. I am not kidding you, and I will give you just a little bit of this, and I rarely do this, but I'm going to do this for Catherine, because this is a song written by this young lady named Judy Jackson, and she wrote the song herself, and this is recorded, and just give it a listen. Just give a few seconds of this.
Okay.
This is Catherine's buddy, Judy Jackson. Listen to this voice.
Let me be your only love. Let me be your only love. Let me be your only love tonight.
Anybody getting an Amy Winehouse?
Yes, it's distinctive. It is.
Let me be your only kiss. Only set of eyes you'll make.
She dared me. She said, do you play that on your show? I said, of course I'll play that.
And you know what? Even go back further, Amy Winehouse suggested in years past, Shirley Bassey. Like a real, I bet this girl can belt. Can she belt?
Let's listen.
Great.
Second of it, because I don't want to do the whole show.
Okay.
Level okay?
It's great.
Yeah, it's great. Mm-hmm.
All I want is your embrace. Not for long, but just a taste.
So that was, I listened to that, and I was like, boom,
it's
bam.
A throwback, but you know, of the one genre that really seems that you can't defeat it is the big female voice. Adele is still popular. Amy Winehouse, I wish that she was still around.
Also on the soundtrack to the motion picture, Pony Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly.
Pony Boy. By the way,
Pony, boy.
Did not get the role, but got a call back for Hamilton. And I listened. It's funny because I listened to the lady from Hamilton. It's kind of a different vocal structure. But anyway, Judy Jackson. Keep
Judy
your,
Jackson, G-U-D.
No, she played J-U-D-I.
I hate when people mess with usual spellings of
just
names.
Just cut it out.
Okay, two B's. That's the way it goes. But you know what? So, you know, you do the dad thing and you kind of really every now and then you're doing the dad thing. Yeah.
That's beautiful.
And it's in the car and she cranks this. And there are a bunch of other ones. There was one from auditioning with a regular like show tune thing where she hit it out of the park. And, you know, keep your ears to the ground and see if Judy Jackson shows up.
I love her voice. And I like that. That's just a very, very plain record. I'd love to hear her with a big band behind her.
Yeah. I mean, well, she's doing Catherine indicates that she is jazz is her style, and that's
what she's doing right now,
as opposed to going for all the Broadway auditions. She's actually doing some jazz. So cool. That's it, and I wanted to share that with you. And guess what that means? Well, that's my daughter, and that's
right.
me, and I really don't want to make it about me or my friends or my daughter. I really, 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 more than anything else, want to make it about you. Oh, yeah. That's right. We all sing on the show.
Sure.
Judy Jackson, Rob Spiewak. Let's listen.
You. Judy! It's all about you. Jackson! All the time. All these things that I do. It's all about you. J-U-D-I! It's all about you. Jazz singer! Amy Winehouse!
Is he
Step
on
aside.
Is he all concerted up? Is he
sleepy.
Not still?
Yeah. It's a sleepy
is he
one.
Still on his concert high.
Woe is me. Paul got him to bed late.
Not all about us. It's all about you now. Tighter and brighter for your listening pleasure. Happy Thursday, everybody. Where's our music?
Because we have presents before we go to the music.
Hey, Robbie.
Yes, Mikey.
Got any presents for us this week?
Yeah, I want to say a special thanks to Bob Rocha, who sent us a postcard from Pismo Beach, the clam capital of the world.
Oh,
love getting
Pismo.
The postcard. Love
Nothing
getting
like
the
a
postcard.
Pismo clam.
And also, I read the letter. It says, Dear Mike, Rob, and Oscar, hey. How you doing?
Hey.
I've been keeping bees in my backyard in Germantown for 10 years, and each year I give honey to my friends. Every Christmas since I rediscovered the show, I plan to put together a box and send you some honey, but I'm a lazy F. Mike's song about how he loves to get presents motivated to get these out to you. I stole this from the bees 2 weeks ago. There is a bottle of honey for everybody, including Pony. Now, here's the good thing is that local honey really helps with allergies. Won't help you because you're down there, but for all of us up here, a teaspoon of honey will really help us.
I'll try it when I get up there.
It says, if you like it and I can get off my ass, I'll send you some of next year's harvest.
Yes.
Get the honey, Junior.
Keep it coming.
Let me know if you have any questions. Jeff Beck, not the guitarist.
I'll pour it all over Shannon.
And he says,
hey, now we're talking.
Oh, it's because she has allergies, you creeps.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I was just picturing that, you know.
Let me be you.
She's allergic to intimacy. But anyway, they're in little honey bears, and he said they're actually sealed for our safety. So we want to thank Jeff Beck for sending the honey along. Thank you, Jeff.
Hey, thank you very much, honey. I appreciate
Happy
that.
Happy birthday.
Oh, by the way, we have two youngest listeners to announce this
Happy
week.
Oh, good.
They are part of our TMOS family. Welcome to our world, twin girls Brian and Reagan Vernon. They were born on Tuesday, August 2nd, to Bill and Kristen Vernon. No relation to Jackie Vernon.
Hey. It's Bryn, right? Bryn,
oh,
not
Bryn.
Yeah, Bryn.
Bryn.
Yeah. Brian is pretty.
Yeah. But although if you did...
Brian is what you put a turkey in if you want it to be moist and salty.
This is the this is the juiciest baby I've ever tasted.
Bryn. 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 B-I. Way to go, Oscar. Thanks a lot. Otherwise, it would have laid there as Bryn. Oh, man. Brian and Reagan Vernon. Bryn and Reagan Vernon, thank you so much. Mom and girls are doing great. Dad is already panicking about the cost of two weddings. Oh, too early for that.
Yeah.
Way, way too early for that. Perhaps you know Bill Vernon as the general manager of 97 Won the Way.
Yay!
Oh, way to correct. Oscar knows when to correct.
He
Dad.
Does.
That's,
He's on
that's
the
a
stick,
thing.
Baby.
Yes, sir. Your beach station. Hey, we are really, really, what a sweet bunch of people down there. We're so glad to be associated with him. Today, he is just a proud papa. So to Bryn and Reagan Vernon, welcome to the world. That is fantastic. Hooray for the Vernons.
Yay, Vernons.
Very
right.
cool.
Yep. Non-concert goer would have given me a pronouncer on that one. I don't know Bryn from Brian. I really don't.
Well, you
know,
sometimes I perhaps overestimate. I thought you'd get Bryn.
My intelligence?
No, just your pronunciation. I thought Bryn was an easy one.
Oh, yeah. I guess that's my tell.
No, I don't
Duh!
Think so. I think you did great.
All right. Happy birthday to Brandon West, who turns 15 today. He just earned his second degree black belt in Taekwondo. And, or as I like to pronounce it when I'm not paying attention, Taekwondo. The most important thing about a black belt, never wear it with brown shoes.
So
is that
true.
Yours?
So
is
true.
That yours?
It is.
Is that yours?
Yeah, it is.
All right. Mark Elder is living up to his name by having a birthday this Sunday, and he's curious. Are the crabs at Dick Queasy's packed with mustard? Oh, that sounds like a request, but it's not, is it? Is it a request?
It
I don't
is.
Know.
Shall we spin? You want to see how he does?
That's a great question.
Let's see what, absolutely. Empty slot, empty slot, empty slot.
No.
It's a main restaurant.
No DQs.
It's a main restaurant, unfortunately. They serve lobster. Oh. They're dead. They're dead, but you
do
know,
lobsters
they might...
have mustard if you go into the crevice?
They have tamale.
Only dead.
That's right.
Tamale.
I forgot they have a different name for it.
But the fact is, you know, it's just since it's a crevice, it's just... I got to be a purist.
He doesn't.
There with
he
Dick
doesn't
Queasy.
Serve these crabs from around here. Yeah.
It's not a crab house. No, it's it's a lobster shack, and with ammoniated seafood of all kinds. But technically, if you're going specifically for crab,
who's the
if you're doing the whole
who's the mustard guy that we have here?
That's Kaz. The guy. Who's your guy? What's
Kaz,
his name?
Kaz Kenny.
Kaz Kenny.
From the crab stand.
Kaz Kenny's crab stand.
Hey, Kaz.
We usually get two of those a year where he mentions the show.
Mustard.
And,
or when he goes out of his mind. I bet he does a big one on Labor Day. I think he'll do a
Labor
full
Day
push
weekend.
On Labor Day. Yeah.
I probably will be ready for it by then. Maybe.
Maybe
Lugo,
Halloween?
James Lugo of Scottsdale, Arizona hits the double threes tomorrow. 33 and never douchebaggier. Happy birthday, Lugo.
So true. That is the
apex, right?
That is the 32-33 of douchebaggery, but in Phoenix, I mean, you've got superpowers at that point.
Right, yeah, because you are fit from your 20s, and you are
still
prowling.
You're making a little cash.
Yeah, you got to accept. Hopefully, you've done well. You might have a little disposable, and you're still prowling. And you know,
wield
you're
that
it.
Power, son.
Oh, yeah. Good Lord.
Spreads
horrible.
Like
horrible.
Zika down there.
Horrible. Longtime supporter Philip Austin Stamper will be celebrating his birthday on August 14th. That's it. Thank you. Patrick Bateman writes... Do I get the music for this?
That's really his name. And we've been through this before.
I want to wish my very old parents, Peter and Mary Bateman, a very happy anniversary. I want to thank them for all that they do and all that they sacrifice for me. They're both longtime listeners who get it. Now, feed me the kitty. moving along to the letters. Hello, everybody. I'm writing to ask your help and wishing my wonderful husband, Tom Engel.
Hey, Tom Engel.
Is it me or do the Engels seem to be in the birthdays every 3 weeks?
They're pretty behaved. They're not as bad as that family in Florida.
Do we have, like, multiple Engels?
No, this is the Tom Engel, the one that was your
Tom
guy
Engel.
On stage in Reno, remember?
So he's the right Engel. I did that whole thing.
That's pretty cool.
That was
Thank
terrific.
You. Very happy 50th birthday, Tom Engel. Tommy and I are true fans of you all, and no birthday celebration would be complete without a birthday wish from you fine fellows. We are cheerfully thankful for all of the work you gentlemen do to bring the funny, enlightening us each day with your own life stories and always managing to put a little sunshine and smile into ours.
That's very nice.
Tom Engel.
Tom Engel. We wish you the very best today and always. Lori Taylor Engel.
I did not rewrite that. She should be a disc jockey.
Oh, here's one. Oh, long distance letter. Hello. Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me get my soundboard out. I'm sorry.
Oh, really?
I didn't read ahead. I never do.
You're going
to
sweeten this?
I always like to be. So you got to sweeten this one.
Sure.
Let me say it. It says here, hello from the Congo.
Nice.
I am writing to ask your help in wishing my wonderful husband. Let me see. Oh, that's Tom Engel. From
Tom Engel.
I write to thank you for the show while I travel for work. Last time was from Uganda. And Oscar accused me of being a mercenary.
Not a mercenary, turns out.
Well, this week I'm more grateful than ever. I'm currently sitting in a tent in a town called... No, the town is called Jolu.
He's over there, Mike, trying to return a Coke bottle.
It's located in the African rainforest, just north of the equator, in the Central Democratic Republic of Congo. After flying to Kinshasa. I took an Israeli airplane for 5 hours, a canoe ride, and then another 320 kilometers on the back of a dirt bike. Ugh. Me, a driver, and my bags, bouncing along a dirt path as wide as the tires, with tall grass, bamboo, and other vegetation whipping my arms. We ran over two chickens and fell off the bike dodging a pig. I seriously was fearing for my life when we occasionally reached highway speeds on flatter parts of this, quote, road.
Can you imagine?
What an amazing letter. So now I'm hot and sore, but I'm going to sit in the tent I bought via the TMOS link on Amazon. Can you imagine sitting in the rainforest in Africa? Woo! Oh, that is absolutely incredible. That is just so stunning. It's really amazing. The link I found on Amazon, and enjoy a bit of civilization listening to you guys. I think I've never been more grateful for the show than I am right now. I managed to download the bonus show on the slow local connection. I wanted you to be able to check off Congo as a download country if you hadn't already.
Isn't that
thanks,
great?
As always, Jeff Crisfield.
That's
that is
huge.
Absolutely
cool.
Terrific.
Nice.
All the way from Congo, the Congo. That is truly special. Wow. Hello, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, Mac, Brittany, Diego, and the occasionally present Rofo. No, don't need to put him on there.
Only
he's
X
never
that
really
out here.
Yeah. I have been listening to You Bring the Funny since the New York WNEW days. You have provided me with hours and hours of superb listening enjoyment. I get it, but I also don't get happy. My day isn't complete unless I've heard an episode of TMOS. I listen every day at work in an open office space and often burst out laughing so loudly that my coworkers look at me like I'm a rube with a screw loose. As I approach the sixth year of my dirt nap 60s on August 18th, I'd love a birthday greeting from Baltimore Billy Sikorsky. I'm a diehard New York Yankee fan, and my team stinks this year, so I'm ready for whatever razzing and Natty Bow beer cans that Billy may throw at me, since Billy's O's and Buck Showalter are solidly in first place. You guys are the absolute best. Well, let's see what happens, all right? Here we go. We're going to spin it right now, and I see Oriole Bird.
Hey,
there we go.
A progressive.
Nice. Wow.
That's nice.
Hello there. Rob,
Bill,
Oscar, how are you? Baltimore Billy Sikorsky right here. Just want to say salute, even though I didn't get my press pass to go down to Rio, cover them Olympics.
Because Phelps is down there.
You know, and the fact is, you know, you got the greatest swimmer in the world happens to be from Maryland. You want to go down and hang out in Rio, but, you know, I don't want to get that mosquito-borne virus.
Sure, Zika.
It's, where they bite you in the arm, and then, you know, 3 days later, your head starts to shrink.
Now, I know that it's
that. I don't have any time for that at all.
You're using the abbreviation Rio. What's the full name of the town?
Rio de Janeiro.
That's right.
That's right. You know, and, as you know, I've always wanted to travel abroad, and I've been fascinated by Rio, you know, not only because Michael Phelps is like the greatest swimmer, you know, doing the freestyle.
Best swimmer, yeah.
Breaststroke. Yes. The butterfly. All those strokes, you know, that he does in a pool with his mom watching. I just think it's the most touching story that I've ever seen in my life. It makes me forget about the O's being in first place, which they are, Mr. Yankee fan. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Smoke it good. Smoke it good. Smoke the Billy Sikorsky pole. Okay?
Oh, wow.
There you go. Numero uno.
Uno.
I'm real sorry about A-Rod breaking down in the middle of the season.
Yeah, sad.
Ooh,
right?
Boy, got to live that one down. But back to Rio.
Hey, do you
back
think
to
Phelps,
Rio de Janeiro.
When Phelps comes home, do you think he ever does any training down the ocean?
I sure hope so. You know, there's no better place, you know. And I know they've had a little trouble at night with some of them fights that they have on the boardwalk.
Yeah.
But the fact is, you can go off to Coast Ocean City and get your swim on and, come back in and have some French fries because you got to calorie up. At least that's what I read.
Do you calorie up, Bill?
Oh, I sure do. I get fried chicken and crab cakes whenever I can, and that's a lot of calories right there. And I like to go down the ocean and have some saltwater taffy as well. So I just want to say I'm real happy about this letter because, you know, I don't get enough requests anymore.
Right.
I really don't, you know. But the fact is, I really wish I could have traveled if I'd gotten a press pass to Rio de Janeiro to see them Olympics because, not only do I like the sport, but as you know, I was raised a devout Catholic, and I want to see that big Jesus Christ on the mountain. Bye-bye.
Didn't know he was Catholic.
Sikorsky.
Of course.
Or a Catholic fan.
Hadn't thought about it.
Have to assume that. That's wonderful. That's absolutely
big. Jesus with his stone arms out.
Hi, Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony.
I would like to wish you happy birthday. That's the first place I'll go.
I bet he would think that's the eighth wonder of the world. Look, his back.
Tell you one thing, what I won't be doing, I won't be going swimming in the ocean.
No.
If I go to Rio, no, because there's that crap water. You're swimming in all that crap
water. Don't you think that big Jesus would protect you?
You know, maybe if he waves those big concrete or stone arms over the bay, maybe he can make it all go away. Maybe he can clean up the ocean and be sparkling blue with no floating plastic bottles.
Then he'll walk.
Have a great day.
Hi,
Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony.
Stone arms.
There are days when I realize we could do that for an hour. Just the fact that his impressions of Rio de Janeiro. I'm so sick of the alerts. We'll get to that in the body of the show. Hi, Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony. I'd like to wish happy birthday to my two sons, Leo and Cole. Both born in August. Leo is turning 4 and loves Oscar's gingerbread man impression. Cole is turning 13 and loves when Rob records the phone calls with telemarketers. That's great for a 13-year-old.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah.
Gingerbread man, can you say something to little Leo who's turning 4?
Little Leo, happy birthday!
He's going to love that.
He is.
He's going to love that. But his favorite Rob bit is from way back in the day on terrestrial radio when you'd play What's in Rob's Pants?
Oh, you invented that game. Oh, that was a great game.
Was it always your pants?
Yes,
that
it
we
was
did that?
Always my pants. No, I think one time you did What's in Katie's Shorts because you wanted
That's
to sex
wonderful.
It up
Boy
a little.
Shorts.
Yeah.
We can bring that back. We can play a What's in Rob's Pants game.
Sure.
What about What's we'll in that. Rob's Boy Shorts?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my lacy boy shorts?
Girly boy shorts. Yeah.
What it is about 400 pounds trying to escape. That's what's
there
in there.
Attaboy. For one of those bits, Rob had a fountain pen in his pants. For weeks, Cole asked me, why does Rob keep pens in his pants? And does Rob still have that pen in his pants? Kids are great.
You know what? I remember that. It was a fountain pen that was used by Lyndon B. Johnson. That's why it was.
Yes, sorry, Mike. I think I have accidentally raised a Rob mobber. Well, that's okay with me. I have been a fan since I first heard you back in 2000. Thanks for the funny and keep up the good work. Andy Farquhar.
Great name.
All right. Very good. Farquhar, did I pronounce that one correctly?
Perfectly.
I'm trying to pronounce that. Hi, Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony. A lot of letters today. My wonderful husband, Sean Cornwell, will turn 52 on August 16th. Editor's note. Nope. He hasn't needed any hips replaced yet. But given how he destroys his body each day as a carpenter. I'm sure robot parts are in his future. Sean and I are loyal fans. We buy Pro Flowers, Tracker devices, Touch of Modern merchandise, Sherry's, Berry's, Omaha Steaks, yearly bonus subscriptions. The list goes on and on. Incidentally, people, if you haven't listened to the bonus shows, you're missing out on a lot of great stuff these guys won't talk about on the regular show. We can't. We keep it
because it's
of
bonus. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My husband, Sean, is an amazing artist, clever carpenter, and has been a wonderful parent to our son, who has Asperger's syndrome. Well, hang in there with that. Anyone out there who has a child with autism spectrum disorder knows what a challenge these brilliant little guys can be, and wonderful parents that deal with these problems all the time. I want Sean to know how much I appreciate all the sacrifices he's made in order to give our son a better life. Even though I'm 16 years younger than my husband, he has taken good care of me through many long months of annoying hospital visits, dozens of aggravating tests, and stupid surgeries. No need to yank the one-armed bandit. I'm already the luckiest girl in the world by having Sean in my life. Wow.
Nice letter.
That's very cool.
Happy birthday, sugar. You better outlive me. Love, Sarah. What a good woman you got there, Sean. That's terrific.
Carrie's never said that to me.
No, we don't get that. I've never gotten that even close from the lady.
Yeah, they'd have to call Lloyd's of London.
It's like they think we know that. We don't know that.
No. Shannon gave you a real good one online a while back that I was really jealous
of. Cut and paste, Mike. Cut and paste.
How do I love thee?
Have a boss marriage.
Move it along. Have a boss marriage. Hi, guys. I was on vacation last week, so I'm catching up on your shows. I returned home Sunday and discovered something odd on my porch. 3 charred jumbo marshmallows. After a moment's reflection, I determined that this was probably just a teen prank, but disturbing nonetheless. Obviously, it was a variant on the flaming dog poop gag, but I wasn't home to fall for it.
There you are.
My home has an overhang on the front door, so theoretically, they could have set fire to my house. Absolutely, I'd be pissed. This cautionary tale has pressed me to purchase the Ring Video Doorbell.
Isn't that awesome?
Here, there it is. Here.
That's it. You would have busted them. You would have known exactly who did it. Thanks for making me aware of this product. A P1 listener, Jack O'Bannon.
Thank you, Jack.
Sounds like, I always think Chicago mom on him. It's O'Bannon. Go over there to O'Bannon. He'll take care of you. Al Capone against O'Bannon.
Mike, tonight after the commish, it's O'Bannon.
It's Jack O'Bannon, private eye. Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, yada, yada, yada. Thank you. That's the way it ought to be. My 64th Shudder birthday is this weekend. Obviously, since I'm the one having to make the announcement, I don't have many friends. Oh.
Oh, dear.
And my wife barely tolerates me. I even bought my own birthday present. A year's worth of bonus shows. That's applause
good
time
present,
right there.
Good present.
Thank you, thank you. I consider you guys my real friends. And since we are friends, I'm not going to ask you to perform for me. I'm okay just taking the two-hour drive south and hanging out with Mike for a couple of days. Kind of reading along and that'll
be nice.
Popped up. Please let me know when it's good for you and what I should bring.
Oh, good.
Look forward to it. Rick Potter.
Hey, from Ricky from Potter.
From Keystone, Florida.
That is awesome.
Rick, I will tell you, please listen to news you may not need today because, shocker of shockers, we do have some Florida news.
Good.
And now the final letter in the install. I hold in my hand the final letter, ladies and gentlemen. There we go. Yes, sir. Yes. May a diseased yak sit on your sister's hoop skirt.
Hi-oh!
Hi-oh. Dear Amigos de Podcast. This might seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it will mean a lot if you read it. Is he trying to
He's
read
doing Casey
Is he
Kasem.
Trying to write it like Casey? Yeah. Dear Amigos de Podcast, this might seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it will mean a lot if you read it.
Love it.
Last week, there was a birthday in our TMOS family, and I'm sad to say that it went uncelebrated.
Oh.
At her age, I'm not sure she's a very active listener, but I can assure you that without her contribution, TMOS as we know it would not be around today.
Ooh.
That's right. On August 6th, the Republic of Bolivia, that great nation of alpacas, cocoa leaves, and unprocessed zinc, celebrated her 191st birthday. I ask everyone to please rise and implore her most famous native son, Mr. Oscar F. Santana, MBA, to favor us with a stirring rendition of her national anthem. As far as I am aware, El Reading Rainbow.
Nice!
Felicidades, Matt Regan. Can you...
Please rise, Oscar.
Everybody rise. Ladies and gentlemen, here we go.
Butterfly in the sky, I can fly twice as high. It's in a book, take a look, a reading rainbow.
There, nice. Bravo. Buenos dias.
I'm going to take my hand over my heart now, but that was
never
nice.
Going back.
Yeah, you know who loved that? Was Big Stone Jesus loved that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Very good. Let's start the damn show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
We met at Starbucks. Not at the same Starbucks, but we saw each other at different Starbucks across the street from each other.
I remember what I was drinking when I met you. It was a grande espresso.
That's right, and I thought that was really sexy.
Yeah.
I was drinking cappuccinos.
I remember.
And then I went to lattes, and then now double espresso, macchiato. Right.
And I'm now a big old, you know, chai tea latte, soy milk kind of guy.
Oh, soy, yeah.
Because of the lactose.
Mm-hmm. And I'm lactose intolerant now.
Mm-hmm. And I walked across the street, and there you were, and... Oh my
Working
gosh!
Working on my Mac,
and I had my Mac. Oh, and there you. And then I look over, and she's reading J. Crew. It was so weird because I was such a huge J. Crew person then too.
Mm-hmm.
Still am.
Mm-hmm.
We sometimes like to just go to Starbucks on weekends and take an L.L. Bean catalog, and I'll say, "Honey, what's new?" And she has 5 minutes to look through and find out
You've
what's new.
You've been around forever. We are so lucky. We are so lucky to have been raised amongst catalogs.
Oh, it's so much easier because especially you don't have to deal with people as much. You can just talk to the person on the phone.
Or not.
Yeah.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Live from the Capitol Room in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. On the air and online everywhere, the Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and internet broadcast with the greatest listeners on the universe planet because they get it. If you're here, you will too. Our phone lines are always open, but we took so many calls yesterday, we won't today.
Right.
We didn't take as many calls as we had the week before, but we took a number of calls yesterday on the program, which were entertaining. Some of them were very good, although the volume of calls is still suffering due to the fact that our listeners are not tracking with the idea that we try to promote Wide Open Wednesday.
Right.
So I suppose what we'll do is give it a go next week and try to see what happens. I think that's a marvelous idea, don't you?
Great idea.
I think so. Just let me grab the opening commercial.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's going to step away for a moment. He'll come back after that. The Wide Open Wednesday deal is a tradition now.
Yeah.
And what it's important, the problem with a tradition that's relying on the listener is it puts a lot on them, and we ask a little to get a little back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so next Wednesday,
and remember, when you ask a little, you ask a lot.
That's right, Mike.
It's boss. Today's program is brought to you by MeUndies. No matter how you're dressed, you spend almost all day in your underwear, unless you're somebody who likes to, you know, do that. I don't believe in that,
right,
to be honest with you.
Sure.
I really don't. I believe in wearing underwear. I believe in wearing quality underwear. And I believe in wearing the best underwear. And if you want the best underwear, it's very simple. It's a lovely name for a company. It's very easy to remember. It's called MeUndies. They will change the way you look at underwear. Every pair of MeUndies is made from this wonderful new material. It's called Modal. It is softer than cotton. It's wonderful. And it is sustainably sourced. You know what that means? Sustainably sourced means they're not going to destroy the planet just trying to harvest all these underwear materials. Right?
Exactly. Thank you, Mike. Now people know.
And it's twice as soft, Modal is. You can't describe the feel of MeUndies unless you try them on. They are that comfortable. And if you don't love your first pair, let me tell you what MeUndies is going to do for you. They're going to be free. That's right.
Wow.
If you don't love them, they're free. Plus, MeUndies has dozens of styles and even funky, and I think I can use that word, limited edition prints. They've got real
cool-looking
underwear. They're very, very style-centric. Shipping is free in the U.S. and Canada. You can save up to $8 with a pair with MeUndies subscription plan. $8 a pair, that's a good deal. Get the subscription or a single pair. Either way, you are going to get 20% off your first order when you go to MeUndies.com/TMOS. That's MeUndies.com/TMOS for 20% off your first order. Do it today. MeUndies.com/TMOS. Yes, well, it's Yeah.
Woo.
So I finally did it yesterday. My daughter, all grown up, and took her out for, you know, she's had glasses of wine and beer around the house for years. But
sure.
I mean, the fact is, we went out and had our first kind of beer slash, you know, drink together, and it was lovely.
She's been 21 for a few months now?
Since June 9th. She's
couple months. Okay.
21. I still feel weird about it because, you know, saddling up to a bar with my daughter and you get the little look. She's young looking. Catherine is a young looking 21. She's lovely, but she looks like every bit 21 or younger, right? And so, you know.
Did she get carded?
You know, I did. Yeah, she got carded.
Okay.
And I walked in and they're, you know, they're the day drinkers at this outdoor pub.
Mm-hmm.
I think you boys have been there. We went to the outdoor place, you know, where we had the dinner where you got off the plane and you went right there.
Exactly.
That place. Mm-hmm. So I always go there. So it's kind of a go-to for me. We sit down and they're the day drinkers, like those guys that hang out at my old place or at Jimmy's that are just kind of.
Different crowd than the evening crowd, certainly.
Just there, you know. They're there because that's their hobby. You know, just kind of. It was interesting. I sat down. And,
with your unease, was that offset? Did she throw off a vibe that it was cool that she was
Catherine
having a drink with you?
Catherine throws off a vibe that it's cool wherever she goes. She rolls with the punches.
Right.
She's a smart kid. She does a very, very you know, nice job with working me a little bit and also putting me at ease when I need to be put
at ease.
Oh,
that's great. Just like Carla.
Yes, just
and like Oscar.
Exactly. And all of them. Matter of fact, you could put all three of them in a canoe. Send them down Lake Work Me Up, and they'd be perfectly comfortable doing it.
I believe they have Lake Work Me Up down in Rio, and that's where they're doing the canoeing.
Lake Work Me Up. That's where it is down there. So Catherine had an IPA,
and I had a Michelob Ultra.
Ooh.
You know, that sounds like that should be reversed. The young and experienced drinker you would think would go Michelob, and the guy who has a picture, you know, a man of the world would go with the IPA.
I discussed with Catherine that I am sort of sliding away from the IPAs after, well, two things. I think we had a meet and greet where I was all IPA'd, where we did it at that Mad Fox tour.
Yes.
Is that where we went?
Yes.
And then
I don't remember that.
Down in the, I don't remember it either at all. I don't remember almost getting hit by a car in Wisconsin Avenue.
Can I share a quick sidebar?
You did, you know, to be fair with Mike, he did try to stop traffic on Wisconsin Avenue before he crossed.
We had a great time. We had a great time at Mad Fox, right?
We did.
We can all agree.
Wonderful.
There.
Yeah, right.
I got some intel like months later, which was funny, but just typical. Like, we're blacked out. Things are going on. Somebody sent me a quick email and said, "Hey, love seeing you at Mad Fox. It was awesome. I just want to share this story.
There's no way this can go well.
Oh, no. All right. We're all nervous.
Yeah,
now.
Seriously.
We're all nervous. You know, the only reason I'm not nervous is because Oscar walked me back to my hotel.
Yeah,
that's right.
I do remember. Mm. That was my last real memory. I remember that. Go ahead, Oscar.
So-
they didn't punch anybody, hopefully.
No.
So, and this guy is the GM of that side, one of the GMs over there, right?
Okay, guy in power.
Yeah, and he says, everybody was awesome, like, had a great time. Thank you for bringing that business over. And I even thought it was funny when at the end of the evening, Mike O'Mara grabbed me by the shoulder, leaned in and says, "I can't believe I'm not getting paid to drink in this asshole."
Oh, no. I did not. No way. I didn't say that.
And if you did, it's only because you love to make jokes.
I was making a joke.
Jokes are fun.
Sure.
But he genuinely thought it was fun and funny. That's why I shared.
That's
well,
great.
You know what? I hold grudges. That's the way it goes. I hold grudges. Yeah. And you know what? Every time we get one of what I call those Santana sweetheart deals.
What's it going to take to put you in this bar tonight?
Get your own cab down and we'll leave the door open for you. We'll take a break. We will come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Tony and Gary.
Hey there, folks. It's me, Tony Perkins.
And I'm Gary Stein.
And we are joined this week by the lovely and talented from NBC4, Lauren Ricketts.
Yes. Yeah. Hello, everybody. Thank you for having me on your second anniversary show.
We are so happy to have you here. You're one of Washington's premier weather forecasters. What is your forecast for Gary and I?
Ugh, dark and stormy.
She knows us well. Lauren is with us. We're going to play a fun game called Which Came First, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
Cloudy with a chance of meatballs.
The Tony Perkins Show.
I like that end of the promo.
Cloudy with a chance of meatballs. Get out of the studio.
That's Tony and Gary. They're wonderful. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Sorry for the quick break. This segment of the program brought to you by Bowl and Branch. Yes. You know, the most important thing you can do to ensure a good day, do you? Hmm? Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
It's getting a good night's sleep the night before. One company has set out to make that possible, Bowl and Branch. Bowl and Branch has reinvented sheets and bedding with the sole purpose of making your nights more comfortable than ever. Their bedding is so soft, it'll be the new standard of comfort you'll measure everything else by. You can only get their products at one place, bowlandbranch.com, where you're only paying for quality sheets, not department store overhead. Amazing, luxurious, 100% organic cotton sheets for a couple of $100. Just visit Bowl, that's B-O-L-L, and branch.com and try them out risk-free for 30 nights. Even better, go to bowlandbranch.com. When I read 30 nights,
yeah,
I'll tell you after the commercial.
Okay.
You go to Bowl and Branch today for 20% off your entire order. Sheets, towels, blankets, duvet covers, everything, plus free shipping. Just remember the promo code TMOS. Also, they have their fair trade certification. They donate a portion of every sale to fight human trafficking. They're good folks. Remember, bowlandbranch.com.
Quality.
And the promo code TMOS. That's B-O-L-L. And branch.com. Thank you.
Perfect.
The reason 30 Nights, suddenly I remember the other night, my daughter said, hey, Dad, can we watch a horror movie? And what was on was one of my favorite recent horror movies. I don't know if you've seen it, called 30 Days of Night. Have you seen
the vampire
movie?
Oh, I've not seen it, no.
They have, didn't they have multiple iterations of that brand, right?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I have no
idea.
Yeah,
I think they did a sequel. At least.
29 Days of Nights?
No, I don't think so. Oscar, I think this one is about... like this town in Alaska where they have literally...
Oh, it stays light all the time, yeah. Like Iceland.
It's 24/7 of darkness.
Oh, because it goes both ways, yeah.
It goes both ways, and they are descended upon by...
Yeah, I saw the movie. 2007 it came out, right? They had... it really was a blockbuster as far as horror movies go at that point.
Okay.
A lot of fun.
It really was a fantastic horror movie, and so I looked at them, and there's the one guy. They have the trailer out where the lady says, oh God, no, and he comes over and stands next to her and goes, no God.
Oh,
you remember that?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember giving my mom likes stuff like that, and I liked making her, I'd like referring to that to her. No God. Shut up, son.
Carla cannot stand.
But it still holds up as far as the movie's concerned. The
can't believe it's 2007.
It's almost 10 years ago.
Absolutely, man.
No God. And they have the way the vampires are like made up,
yeah,
are just so horrific, and it's just a
great makeup.
They make inhuman sounds really, really cool, and they were
scary. It's still
so
scary.
I accomplished that.
Still scary.
Rob Spiewak came into the studio today, Oscar. I don't think I've ever seen Rob quite like that when he was ranting about how sucky the Paul McCartney concert was.
And this is you must have really had a bad time or had a bad experience, or he was really that bad for you to go and actually talk about it at that level.
I can't believe the way this guy phones it in. I mean, really?
All right, we're BSing. I don't want to do this because it's going to make me even more nauseous. Was it perfect again?
Was it the greatest
concert you've ever seen?
It was. He played for 2 hours, 45 minutes, played 38 songs.
Do you ever have a critique about anything?
Yeah, the people around me. The holes around me at this concert.
I'll talk about them.
Oh, good. Okay.
But
right,
I will.
You
know what? One thing that started out that was great, got there, I guess, about a little after 6 because the doors are going to open at 7. I'm always curious to see what he's going to do. He doesn't have an opening act, but he always does some sort of pre-show thing, and I wanted to be there for that. And also, right. Julia, this was her first big, big rock concert. I think the last thing she saw at Verizon was Miley Cyrus. Mm-hmm. So she hasn't been to a big venue in a long time. And this was her, count it, Mike, fourth concert this week. Her fourth concert
this
week.
She's on tour, basically.
So, wow. Yeah. But, is she going to get into the business or something, like behind the scenes?
I would
not want to be part of that.
I would not be surprised if she was something a little higher than a roadie, please.
Roadie's cool. Yeah, what's wrong with a roadie? Honest way to make a living.
Don't
they had a TV
jerk.
Show about him.
Yeah,
come on.
I think maybe
be a gaffer.
You were.
Come on.
You might have been implying something.
I didn't say she was gonna be a Band-Aid.
Okay, there you go. Thank you. Now
Roadie is different.
Made
a
that classification.
Annie.
So we go and we get there a little early. What are the lot lizard? That's what they call them for truckers.
Oh my God, that is effed up. That is a low blow.
That is. Wow. That is.
She's gone to 6 concerts in a week.
No, 4 in a week. But
4 in a week. Wow.
But I think this is probably her 10th this summer. Easy.
She loves it.
Yeah, she does.
Going to the shows.
So we get there and we go. What I normally do is we park and go to Bar Louie, which is right. It shares a lobby with the Verizon Center. Mm-hmm. And so I got a drink. Julia,
I think
I
did a show there one time.
We did. Right. We did when the Caps were in the
show
playoffs.
At the Caps game. We mm-hmm. did a pre-hockey show there when I was on the radio. And it was, it was kind of cool because everybody's coming in and popping by the show and wearing their jerseys. It was a
great
fun,
bar. The food is there, too. But the bar is great. So we each got a drink, and we're sitting there, and they have those high-top tables. There's 4, but, you know, it's good for 2 people. And right next to me, there's a couple, and the lady keeps looking at me.
Mm.
And eye contact, and then I'd return the eye contact, and she'd look down, and she looked familiar. And I couldn't place her because, you know, I see a lot of people on Facebook, especially. That's
and you're
probably
always recognized.
Always recognized.
Hold on a second, Julia. Merle? All right, no, go ahead.
Merle
right, go
ahead.
And so finally we lock eyes and the husband that she's with or the boyfriend or whoever her escort is turns around and who did they sit us next to but Johnny Cakes Auville. from the sports show.
Oh, yes.
So that was
Johnny, Paul McCartney fan.
And so I go, so I hadn't seen him probably since we were fired. And, you know, I follow their antics every morning on Fox 5.
You know,
5.
I would recognize her.
I recognized her, but I couldn't place her.
With the amount of time that, well, I'd be the same exact way. With the amount of time that has passed, but I think from the early days, just the amount of time that our paths crossed
with
Christmas parties and all that, I would probably remember her. That's a long time.
Had a great visit with them, and I went over, and I said, hey, John, how you doing? And they just signed a TV deal. I congratulated him, and I went back and forth. I said, so you going to the show? Because Julia's in a Beatles T-shirt. I've got a Paul McCartney button on because I'm a total spaz. And he says, God. I didn't even know there was a concert tonight. We're here for a movie screening for work. I said, you didn't know about the concert?
Oh, so they weren't going to McCartney.
But what's so funny is he didn't know, so we pulled into Gallery Place parking. He had to pay $40 event parking to see a movie
that's
for
cakes.
Work. And he was
cakes.
Pissed.
He lives in his little box, and he does not come out of it.
That's foolish. Because I was like, he'd be out on a social event? What?
Not from all of
work? So, that doesn't make sense.
But
you know?
It was so much fun to talk to him. He sends us specific greetings to you and everyone on the show, except for Oscar, because he sees him all the time at his parents'
house. He probably
house.
Thinks I still live with my parents.
He says, oh, I'm two houses down.
I wave, I say hi, I chit-chat, I walk
back
to my house.
You know, I've never asked you this. Yeah. I swear to God. Have you ever, over the years, you are what? You're literally two houses down, correct?
One house down. He's the second house down.
He's not a hanger-oner, I mean, right? He doesn't, I mean, it's not like you guys would say, hey, you know.
When I lived
with
my parents, we'd play basketball.
That's okay.
Yeah, who would win?
He would.
With his height advantage?
No, but he's actually got a great shot. And
right.
We would play in his backyard. He has a hoop in his backyard.
Well, we're talking, by the way, for those of you around the country, here in D.C., this is a morning show that's on the station we used to be on, the Junkies. And
for years, they followed us.
They followed us in the evening.
So we got to know them pretty well.
And, you know, they are in there. They've done 20 years themselves now.
Yeah.
And,
Cakes, believe it or not, Mike, just had his 75th birthday.
75th birthday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They are the Junkies are John Auville, Eric Bickle, John Paul Flame, and Lurch, who is Jason Bishop. And the thing about Cakes Auville, when you've got four guys that are holding down the fort, you need one. Everybody brings their own thing. Okay.
Yeah.
If I can break down the Junkies, I'll break them down like this for you from what I know. And I'm not in D.C. anymore, so I don't listen regularly, but I don't think they've changed. You have everybody brings what somebody should bring to the table. John Paul Flame brings the kind of nose to the grindstone, work ethic, business side of things to where he kind of gets things done on that level.
So he's the Rob Spiewak of that show?
Exactly.
Thank you.
Then you've got Eric Bickle. You've got Eric Bickle, and Eric Bickle is the, I would say, safe to say, the comedic catalyst for that show.
With a certain deviance. He has a deviance in his mind.
He'll go to any subject. He's a good radio guy
because he
lays something out there, and he's kind of old school. Reminds me of Don and myself a little bit, the way he would go into any direction, and that's what he does. And so that's what he brings to the table. When you have John Cakes Auville, who you saw last night, Johnny is the man on the spot. He's the guy that will always be there. He's the guy that will do the appearances if nobody else wants to. He's the guy,
nicest guy.
Kind to a fault.
And he will always be there. He gets the job done. He will do the job when nobody else wants
to do it. Like
he
slept in a coffin in the studio for 3 days for a sum of money that was put on the table.
Yeah.
That's right. And then the fourth guy is Jason Bishop. We have to take a break right now. I love Lurch.
Isn't Lurch the everyman?
We'll go with that. We'll go with that.
Put it in quotes. You know. When we come back, can I tell you about the problem with the concert goers?
Yeah, I love it when you're around a-holes. That always makes it fun for me. We'll take a break. Come back.
He does it every day.
And hi to the Junkies. We love you guys. And, Eric and I have friended each other a long time ago, and we like watching each other's kids on Facebook.
Oh, that's awesome.
Love doing that. And, man, his little guy's turned into a strapping
young
man.
How old is his son now?
God, I'm not sure, but he's a lacrosse player, and he's looking like he's going to go to college.
I'm a lacrosse driver.
Thank you. We'll take a break and come back. Rob runs into some a-holes before the concert on the Mike O'Meara Show. You're the only one I need, and you can't change that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. You want to make the most of your summer? You need quality sleep, and I know how to do it. Get yourself a Sleep Number bed. You simply can't afford a mediocre night's sleep, but you can afford a Sleep Number bed. I'm going to tell you, people, with everything that I've been through this summer, if I didn't have this Sleep Number bed, I don't know what the hell I'd be doing. I really don't know. Go to a Sleep Number store. You can see and you can feel how a Sleep Number mattress adjusts on each side for firmness and support. It's a phenomenal bed for couples. If we didn't have this, I would be literally sending Carla through the window. I'm jumping around so much trying to get this hip thing comfortable. With optional Sleep IQ technology, it'll track your sleep so you know what to adjust to sleep better. And it's like changing your Sleep Number setting. That's it. You have to do that occasionally. According to Sleep IQ research, people who adjust their Sleep Number setting are 58% more likely to have improved sleep quality. My Sleep Number setting's an 85. Carla's is a 65. And last night, my Sleep IQ score was a 95, and I feel great. A queen Sleep Number mattress with Sleep IQ starts at only $1,099.98. It is a great value. No better sleep. Sleep Number beds and Sleep IQ technology only available at any of the 475 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. And don't forget to offer the salesperson some chewing gum. No, just mention my name when you go in there.
Do you know who mentioned your name when he bought his Sleep Number bed?
Who dat?
My father just purchased one.
Oh,
he has a Sleep Number of 35,
HBS.
And he is loving it.
Oh,
he
likes the soft. He likes to be enveloped like the arms of a woman.
Woman.
Does he have the the dual chamber?
Oh, he shot everything. He did the whole schmear.
Cool.
And he said, because Mike said to do it. And then he offered gum.
I hope he loves it. I really, really
he
hope
adores
he loves it.
He thinks it's
good.
Fantastic.
That's wonderful. So you go to the McCartney concert, your 457th.
No, fifth time I've seen him. And okay. The seats were actually, I was mistaken when we talked about them. They were upper level, but exactly facing the stage. They were great because it was, a full shot of the whole scene and up high enough that I could see everything. And I always forget how delightful it is at the Verizon Center, which is where our basketball and hockey team plays in town. When you get into those upper seats, if you don't sit down just right, you literally put your knee in the head of the guy in front of you. And I did it three times before the show started. And I finally got up, went down three steps and said, "Sir, I'm really sorry that I keep hitting you with my knee. I did not design these." But you see, this is not a width issue. It's not.
I mean,
I'm doing the sound of Rob.
This is me rising from the seat.
When's going to be your breaking point?
Not the topic, Oscar.
Excuse me.
So move on. The concert starts. The lights come on. Paul does something really cool. He just walks out. There's no huge fanfare. He just kind of walks out. And this was one of the greatest. And you've said, I think, that you can watch the first two songs of a concert and you're pretty much done. So they've got to open strong.
I don't like concerts, so I get bored really fast. And for me, it's like
they got to grab you.
Yeah.
I like the entrance, and I don't know if I've ever made a finale. I don't think I ever have. I don't think I've ever stayed in my entire life. I don't think I've ever stayed for an entire concert. I like the excitement leading up to it, and then they come on, and they like do one of their popular songs, and then they get deep into it. And I'm like, all right, you want to go? And then I beat people out of the parking lot. It's just, to me, it's boring.
The concert light goes up, and he does, this was a really great thing. He did a song I'd never seen him do in concert before.
Yuck, I'd hate that. Oh, he did that. Well, no, see, now you're kidding.
I'd never heard him do it before. Because the thing is this is technically,
heard it on the radio.
Yeah, but this is technically a John Lennon vocal. So the fact that he did this song was a total surprise. There was a couple
surprises
in the night.
I'm all in on that.
And so he does a couple songs. He does that. He opens with a few oldies, one of his new songs. And that's when Julia leans over and says, "Dad." And I said, "What?" He said, "I hate concerts with old people." And I said, I know he's 74, but look at him. He's doing great. She says, "No, I love Paul McCartney. It's all these jerks around us."
Well, what are they doing? What were they doing?
Just being old?
Well, this was the best thing, is that the lady next to us, and there was a lot of, I won't call them senior citizens, but they've definitely been contacted by AARP, the people at this concert.
All right, one of my peeps.
No, but this is not your peep. She leans over and says, "Dad, the lady next to me has been trying to post the same thing to Facebook for six songs." And I look over, and Mike, she literally has two pairs of glasses on over each other. She's like built her own bifocals.
And this is pissing you off.
Well, yeah, because she's got her phone on full light. And
that's
wrong. And she's
wrong with the movie. It's wrong with the concert. You shut your phone down. Stop it with the phone.
And then there's the guy that I kept hitting in the head. Bitch on wheels.
Right. Did you at one point say, you're going to be old someday, Julia?
And then she said, you won't make it, Dad.
Okay. Oh. All right. But she liked the concert.
She had a blast, and she enjoyed the youngish couple in front of us, whose big thing was this. They were, you know, up in the air, so they would turn.
What do you mean they were up in the
air? Up in the upper seats with us. Oh, so they had a good view of the stage as well. So they turned, so their back was to the stage. So they are maybe 2 or 3 feet face to face from me and Julia, and then they would film themselves doing selfies, singing along with Paul McCartney, with Paul in the background, again at full light. Oh. And this, I want to tell
you. That is so DC in my.
Isn't
I'm
it?
Sure they do it. Yes,
it's
it is.
It's the problem with
that
this city.
That is so where you live. I'll be honest with you. Yeah. I say you now because I don't live. That is just so me.
How dare
I would take the phone. I would throw the effing phone over the balcony and say, get bent, you selfish.
It's not DC. It's generational. Everybody wants a selfie. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants that Snapchat.
Well, you know, but the selfie, the selfie is one thing, but the third song.
They're Snapchatting. I guarantee you that's what they're doing.
The third time that they're singing
along. We sit in my living room here every night, and if we're not watching something, we are all doing one thing. I am just as guilty because I got my Mac out, and I'm not going to try to cop out and say, oh, I'm just doing stuff for work.
You're present all the time.
Sometimes I am. Four of us, okay?
Yeah.
Me, nose in my Mac. Carla, Elizabeth, Catherine, all in their phones.
Yep.
We're lost, folks. I swear to God. We are L-O-S-T lost. And when they do it, they're on it. I swear to God, for something that is a shared experience, they talk about it all the time when you're going to a concert. Just put them away. They ought to have a requirement that you put them away and experience the live music. That's what you're there.
I had my phone away for
matter.
I recorded one song.
Too. And let me tell you, I got a bulletin.
But it's the first time I've ever been that way.
No, you are as guilty as the next guy.
That's a lie.
Rob, I have seen your videos of concerts are the biggest bowl of crap I have ever seen in my life. You are 40 miles. Even if you are
Can
the
I tell
seventh,
you what I've been
hold on,
talking
let me
about
finish,
last
let me
night.
Finish. If you are in the seventh row,
right.
It's a million miles away on your iPhone, and everybody does it just to say, ooh, look at me, I'm here. You're not going to remember, no one's going to remember that you were at that concert on that particular day.
That's a very valid point, but it's not what I was saying. What I was saying is that last night, for the first time since I have had an iPhone, I spent the entire concert, save one song, watching the concert, and it made a huge difference because you are in the moment. And
what if
you had
done it for every song?
Then I wouldn't have been able to show the video to Robert, and which he liked. That's the one
thing.
It's for
the kids, Mike.
Yeah. That is always he cops out.
Yeah,
you
know what,
are
Mike?
Brilliant with that. It's for the kids. Yeah. He's right. I can't say anything to that. It's for Robert. So what am I going to say?
It's a pretty good thing. It's a pretty good thing.
So you didn't post it?
I posted it this morning. How did you get me?
Because it wasn't for Robert.
No,
it was for you.
It was just for Robert.
What I did is I hit record and I held the phone and then I watched the song. That's it.
Okay. To my point, as far as everything like this, I mean.
Oh, but then there's everyone. And what was driving me crazy is the people around us that would record about 10 seconds of every song. And so when they get home, what they're going to have is a meaningless pile of crap.
They're going to have nothing. You could be in the third or fourth row, and you still wouldn't. There are professional videographers that will be able to get that.
And
that
as
concert,
I told Julia, I said, if there's any moment that you want to see from last night, go home, and tomorrow morning it'll be on YouTube.
Ooh.
Because some other idiot will have done it and done it better than you.
I just really think that the whole idea of cameras and bringing that to. They should be. I would ban
once
all cameras,
or have one song that you can do that at, and that's the one song.
No, you know what? I think the solution would be if you go and you buy a souvenir, you buy a T-shirt, you have an in-house. I don't know. They probably video every single concert.
Roller coasters. They have pictures of you on the roller coaster.
Exactly. I would love to ride a roller coaster with Paul McCartney.
I would say here's what you're allowed to take in. No cell phones allowed in the venue at all. All you're allowed to bring in are those Zippo lighters that when the slow song comes on,
they're too hot to hold anymore.
There you go.
How about you can bring in any video camera that's pre-1988?
Right.
Something that has to sit on your shoulder.
Nothing Wi-Fi equipped.
Let me say this. Do you really, in all the videos that you have taken at concerts,
yes.
And there are multiple concert videos you have taken, are any of them would any of them qualify as something that really audio and video you would be able to enjoy the song?
One that comes immediately to mind, and one that is yes with an asterisk.
Okay.
One is when I saw Darlene Love last Christmas, and my seats were phenomenal, and she sang that Christmas song that she does on Letterman.
To be honest with you, I got very lucky with that one. I saw that one, and I will give you that. I enjoyed it. I actually did enjoy it. So you make a good point.
Yes. And the second one with an asterisk, and it's one that I wouldn't trade for anything, is when I took Robert
Stevie Wonder.
No, when I took Robert to see Paul 3 years ago. The video of him watching Paul is something that I will treasure forever because he was so into it and he was in a mode, a 10-year-old, I don't like anything dad mode. And when the song that he loved started and to watch him literally scream with joy, that was great. That was great.
Right. You know what? Okay.
I hate to play that card, but that's true.
No, but at the same time, it's just the way I look at it is I've taken a million of them. I've got videos of them. It's how many times you reference them. You don't.
Yeah.
Nobody does. Nobody. Yeah. They sit in your phone and they do it unless you take a still photo that you put on the wall somewhere. You're never going
to
go back.
That one
and,
I actually saved.
It, you know?
I saved that one to my hard drive. That's what
the audio is. We're talking about kids. The Julia, hello.
Yeah.
That's
the audio stuff is what's precious.
Yeah, I love that.
I think I'm inclined to agree with you on that one. But as far as would you say that it has almost ruined the concert experience with all the people with the phones? I mean,
in many ways. And here's the other thing that ruined the concert experience. And this is another thing that I think is very native to DC. At one point during the concert, so many people got up and started to leave. I thought, did something happen?
Wrong.
I really thought I looked for fire. Yeah. I looked for if someone puked in the crowd. And then
time
I realized what it is. Anytime Paul said, "We want to play something off our new album," everyone would get up and go to the bathroom. It was like Pavlov's dog. He said, Here's the one from New. And it's like, I seriously, 75 people in my section. And that's what just, and I was like, you know what?
I came here for the hits.
Yeah. They're not even playing Beatles songs.
When's he coming back? When's Paul going to be back?
I've not gotten a call from him.
Probably 6 months.
But you know what? I think the money, if there's juice in that lemon, he'll be back. He will be back.
He'll be doing his hip surgery soon. All right, anyway, he's older than I am. We'll take a break and come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
We're here with Lucky the dog. This is
Lucky,
Max Dog.
Max Dog.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so you spent some time with him, a lot of alone time when his parents were away.
Oh, yeah, are you kidding me? Hey, it's rough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand Jiffy Lube just hired him as a consultant. Oh! Man, that boy. Yes, sirree. I mean, he has a big problem. Bob Barker called me the other day and said, the dogs. Let's neuter this guy.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello, friend. We are friends, right?
Oh,
we
friends,
spend
yeah, sure.
time together.
Amigos.
We talk, we laugh, we're friends. Hmm? And friends help each other out.
Comrades.
But don't worry. All I ask is one simple click. All I ask, friend, is to shop at Amazon.com through our portal. Amazon takes all the hassle out of shopping for anything because Amazon has everything. And the fact is, anytime you purchase something through our Amazon link, we get a tiny percentage. It doesn't cost you any extra. And it's the best and easiest way for you to support your friends here at TMOS. This is the Frank Langella Reed.
Mike, do you know what a joy it is when I write something and you read it the way I hear it?
This is Frank Langella.
It's beautiful.
Remember, if you need it or you want it, Amazon has it. Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon, or I will shoot the arrow into the wall.
Ooh.
I'm sorry, I'm doing Captain Fantastic. Click on the Amazon button on our website, or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Then shop like you normally would. It's that simple, and we thank you most definitely, my dear, sweet, trusted friend. Friend good.
News.
Caitlyn Jenner. Been a while since we led with her.
Yeah.
Some time.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Hey, some time.
Sure.
Been here the whole time.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Hey.
How are you? Caitlyn Jenner almost pulled a Mrs. Doubtfire 8 years before Mrs. Doubtfire even existed back in 81.
That's a long time ago. Bruce Jenner married his second wife, Linda Thompson.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the same Linda Thompson that married Elvis?
Didn't marry, dated Elvis.
Dated Elvis.
Yes,
okay, beautiful. But in 1985.
Oh, knockout.
He had told her the truth. He was a woman trapped in a man's body. This was all the way back in 85. In her new book, A Little Thing Called Life, Linda says Bruce was considering going to another country like Denmark to have a sex change. When she asked him how that would affect his kids, he had an answer.
Oh.
She says, quote, he thought maybe he would re-enter their lives as a female relative. He was grasping for a lifeline. As devastated as I was, my heart bled for Bruce, she says. There's no word how Bruce's disappearance was going to be explained. But I guess they talked about it, and they, wow. You know, that he was that conflicted even back then.
But so the good news is they took that story, reworked it, and turned it into a show called Bosom Buddies.
Bosom Buddies, thank you. Appreciate it. A so-called eyewitness saw Malia Obama toking it up during a Bryson Tiller set.
Yeah!
Let me give you a warning here, though. I saw this video. Now, here's the quote. She apparently, the person that did the video said, you could smell the marijuana smoke. I saw some young guy hand her a cigarette, and she took at least one hit on it. She had it in her hand for about 1 minute, then gave it back to him. She even got a video of it by pretending to take a selfie right in front of Malia, and you see this person doing it, and then sold it to Radar Online.
Of course.
There, it is not definitive to me at all. I really, you cannot see, her hand is over her face, and I don't know whether it's
does it,
like,
could it possibly be just a cigarette?
Well, it could be, it looks like, you could make a case for the fact that she is hiding smoking a cigarette or a joint. I don't even know, it's not
my,
that
let's
definitive.
Say, let's say it's a joint.
Yeah, let's. Yeah.
Does it really matter?
I don't think it does.
It does, because if it's just a cigarette, does. Right now Pony has a rager.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's not a great look for her, obviously, when someone did this. She's going to Harvard next year, is regularly named to list of the most influential teenagers. You know, she's been, they've gotten quite a reputation.
Well, they're
as
a role
kids
model.
That,
yeah, a lot of pressure.
Well. I could care less about this. But I also saw the video, and it's really hard to tell. That's the only thing I wanted to say. But it proves to me once again that people in our day and age can really suck. And
sure.
I'm not talking about Malia. It's just the look on the face is of the person that's like, ooh, I'm going to get
they think that they think that's going to make them a billionaire.
Yeah, it sucks. It's where we live now. The beef between The Rock and Vin Diesel, I haven't been following this, but
yeah.
It hasn't been settled, apparently. TMZ says Vin went to The Rock's trailer on the Atlanta set of Fast 8 Tuesday. How many of these are they going to make? How many of this franchise?
I want 20.
He wanted to hash things out, but nothing was resolved. Vin finished his final scene early yesterday morning, then gathered the cast together and announced he was leaving. He's back in L.A. The Rock finished filming today, and the movie wraps next week. There's still no official word on what's going on, and surprisingly, the internet is really no help in clearing this up. There are reports that Vin was getting mad at The Rock for showing up late and delaying production, and there are reports that Vin was showing up late and acting like a diva, which was getting The Rock angry.
Do you smell that, Mike? Do you smell that? I think it might be...
Somebody's cooking something.
No, I don't mean what The Rock is cooking. I meant it's publicity. I'm sure this is all cooked up.
No, it's a Malia Obama joint. That's what it is. Oreo has been cranking out new flavors like crazy. This must be the time of year when new flavors are coming into the marketplace, because it seems like every other day I get one of these stories. Oreo has been cranking out new flavors like crazy. While some of them have been weird, this might be the Mac Daddy of all of them. Take a listen to this. The newest flavor is Swedish Fish Oreos.
They use chocolate cookies with the red cream in between that tastes like Swedish fish.
It won't be gummy like Swedish fish, so what's the point?
I'm trying to think. I mean, the Swedish fish is a decent candy.
It's a very sweet cherry flavor.
Is it cherry?
I think it's cherry.
Think of like a really discernible flavor to it.
Cherry.
It will have their flavor, and I'm sure it really doesn't go with chocolate. But I'm not sure.
Cherry.
But then again, Cherry Garcia does. I don't know. They started showing up in Kroger's this week, but there's no word if they're going to go.
F Kroger. That's this, a so, bad yeah. outfit.
Why? You're not even in the area. Why do you say
like
it's a
Kroger.
Bad outfit? Why? You don't shop at Kroger. You
I've
don't
shopped
have any frame
there.
Of reference.
I've shopped there. They've got this. I remember they have a guy that's on all the posters. His name is Alex. And I said, I don't like you, Alex.
Was that from Richmond days? Was that your Richmond
days? Richmond and deeper south. Yeah. I think
I had
Kroger
in West Virginia, just like Giant.
And you know what else? And they had a bad, stupid motto, which is, let's go Krogering.
Krogerin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Krogerin. I don't want that.
Let's go Krogerin. Well, I'm sorry you hate that.
Yeah, it's a bad outfit.
I guess you'll never take a selfie of a Kroger. That's for sure. The Girl Scouts of America just announced they're adding two new cookies on a related note to their lineup, and they're both inspired by s'mores. One's a graham cracker cookie that's dipped in icing and covered in chocolate. The other one is a chocolate and marshmallow cream sandwich between two graham cracker cookies. So that one sounds a little more like an actual s'more. They announced them yesterday because it was National S'mores Day, and they're using the term Girl Scout S'mores for both of them at this point. Not clear if they're each going to get their own name or not, but s'mores seem to be it. People seem
solid
to be really
cookie.
Excited.
You were so kind to devote so much of the show to my McCartney show, I didn't get a chance to ask you, how was your National S'mores Day?
Oh, it was absolutely incredible, but we still have the rug burn from where we put the fire.
Don't you have a little like a Qdoba-looking chimney?
Oh,
like,
I got the
chimney,
a chimney.
I got the chimney outside, but you know, it was hot.
It was hot.
Yeah, so we decided to do it indoors.
Good idea. And,
with the AC?
Yeah, a little, you know, a black mark on the floor and then a little char mark up on the ceiling.
Carla, fan the smoke faster.
Yeah. And then I got up there with a ladder on the ceiling and tried to rub it with vinegar and water. And unfortunately, it might be a fine douche, but it smeared all over my ceiling.
Oh, God.
It's really a douche.
My entire living room smells like a salad.
Just terrible stuff. The last time they debuted a new cookie was last year when they added three more. Do you remember the cookies from last year? Rah-rah raisins.
For the constipated scout.
Gluten-free trios, and I'd try these, Toffee-tastics.
Toffee-tastics.
Yeah. You can Whitehall Inn's
Toffee-tastics. At the
Whitehall's fabulous Toffee-tastics. Place is no longer there. It's a vacant lot. There is a now a little something-something. There is a 49-year-old guy. His name is Randy Riddle.
Where does he eat dinner?
At Whitehall Inn for Randy Riddle. He lives in Sebastian, Florida. I don't know where that is. He was just legally banned from getting pizza delivery. Apparently, Randy has a serious history of harassing pizza delivery places.
What a jerk.
He ordered more than $650 worth of pizzas during a three-week stretch in June, but refused to pay for them. He sent them to fake addresses or tried to return them for being, quote, gross. Eventually,
a box for that to check?
Eventually, he was arrested for making harassing phone calls and petty theft. He just got probation, and a condition of it is that he can't call pizza places anymore or have them deliver pizza to him at all. And it brings me to our Florida slogan of the day, gentlemen.
Oh, good.
Because we like to do this now with our Florida stories, and it's a real easy comedy cop-out.
Sure.
Here we go. Florida. It's true. None of us are really quite right.
Everybody here.
Up there, you know.
This pizza's gross.
In the old melon. Nope, don't want this one. You've called five times tonight. It's gross. Have a good day.
He closes Florida. With have a good day.
Have a good day. Anyway, we'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
My fellow Americans, as my term comes to a close, I am making a concerted effort to relax. More beach time, and I love to spend time with the Mike O'Mara Show. It makes me laugh. The Mike O'Mara Show. Every night, Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. God bless Mike, and God bless 97.1 The Wave. It's your beach station.
Welcome back to the show. To quote the great Billy Idol, in the midnight hour, she cried more, more, more.
Ah, yes.
More is better, right? Yeah. We got a great one this week. Let me tell you about the TMOS bonus package. Each week, we record a sixth episode of the show, uncensored, commercial-free. We scream at each other. We cuss at each other. We yell at each other. We go into areas you might not hear on the regular show, and it can be deep and dark and disturbing, okay? The three Ds. That's why you, my friends, need to get the 2016 bonus show package. You will get full access to all of the 2016 bonus content, plus the entire anthology at over 25% savings. And once you get it for the full year. Am I right?
Yeah.
I'm right, right.
Right.
That's the way
right,
it works.
Right.
Subscribe. You'll get an entire year of access from the day you sign up. So why wait, huh? Why? How good is that? So whether you want to buy it, give it, or renew it, click that bonus banner and get her done, the TMOS bonus package. Order it right now.
Hold it. I got a couple things to do this. But what should I do?
No. Because you deserve a little more. Let's open up the audio vault. Rob Spiewak is here with it after going to see Paul McCartney for the fifth time.
Now, Mike, you have your daughters in town for a couple more days. This is the time.
Yes.
I implore you. You're looking for stuff to watch on TV. Watch Stranger Things.
Yes.
They will love it.
With
I'm going
them.
To bed early. I'm going to bed early. We're doing stuff during the day, and we're going to have an early dinner, and then we're kind of turning in. And I'm
watch
I'm
one episode.
Book.
Watch one episode, with and you'll them. Be in. Because
Sebastian Younger book.
That's this is about. Not necessarily a spoiler alert, but I will say it could spoil something okay. for somebody. This is by a rap artist named Dr. Chorizo, which is a Spanish sausage.
Dr. Yeah. Sausage.
Yeah, and it's called R.I.P. Barb. And it's a song
that is effing hilarious.
It's a song that the sample is actually the theme to Stranger Things.
Jonathan Will's brother, that on one. Photographing Nancy by the pool. That Steve's dude, you know the rules. Besides, I only got eyes for one chick. Barb looking sexy in those glasses and she's thick. I'm trying to hit.
R.I.P. Rest in peace, Barb. I'm sorry that monster rolled up on you so hard. R.I.P. Rest in peace, Barb.
So check
people
that
are
out.
Genius. And Mike, once you watch,
you will love
exactly
that.
Get it. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
It's a great, great show. You know
the
what?
Fact that I haven't seen it would be the reason that I thoroughly did not enjoy it.
Yeah, but okay. There's a lot of people who liked right. it. I promise
thank
you that.
You. All right, very good.
Here's one you might enjoy.
We can hit 30%. I'm a happy man.
I think this is a really bad name for a pop record, but Britney Spears is still making music. Here's a sneak preview of her new song, but a bad name. It's called Clumsy. If you told me 10 years ago she'd still be putting out records that sounded decent, I'd say you're crazy. Mm. But so keep an eye on her. She's likely to have a hit in the next few weeks. This next thing, Mike, you're going to love. It is a new series. I'm just moving ahead. This new thing is a series on YouTube, and it's called Hikea. It's H-I-G-H-K-E-A. And what they do is they get people that have been on drugs to try to assemble IKEA furniture. Okay,
funny.
It's called Hikea. Here's a couple on acid, and it's a male
wow.
and a woman, and they're putting together a dresser.
I've probably done acid like a handful of times, like I think 5 times. Yeah.
This will be my first time. I have never done acid before. Today we're taking acid and building furniture from IKEA.
We have to take off the box.
We're gonna just
too.
Have to go barbarian on this. We have our instructions. Good color choice, guys, on the furniture. You. Step one, here we have inventory.
Wait, are we missing pieces?
No, because it's all in the back still.
I'm getting so distracted. Right, do you have another screwdriver?
You're on your own, Nikki.
Oh, wait, here's one.
Right there. So it's a huge dresser.
There's no way. I'm done with this.
I'm sorry, guys.
I will never build furniture on acid again.
I will go to a park or like go to a concert.
What you need to do is see at the end when they're just looking at it, and he goes, "That's a huge dresser."
Wow! How did they get away with it? To be honest with you,
I guess it's just the people that are after the fact. You know, it's you got to catch them.
Where do you see it? Where do you see it?
You see it on YouTube. Just search
IKEA. Oh,
it's
a YouTube video. Yeah.
Hikea, okay. And
wow.
It's
scary. Actually,
interesting concept.
Now,
you know, it's so funny from my upbringing as a child when they I guess they had a pretty concerted effort to talk about acid during my era, and they talked about, I will never forget about the guy. Yeah, one guy dropped acid and tried to peel himself like he was an orange.
Yeah. They use that story. They use that story in my health class. Yeah.
I hear acid and I go, that's scary.
No.
Show me a guy on a, high or drunk or stuff like that. Acid is just like, okay, did they try to kill each other?
Yeah, but I remember, I think acid was the one they were most successful with making horrifying. They told about the stuff that was sort of
bad
a health,
trip.
Yes,
a bad trip.
Fall into a keyhole.
Cook hot dogs.
Yeah. That's why, Mike, I only smoke reefer.
Very good.
And
Mom.
A
very
lot
great.
Of it.
Absolutely.
Chicago's Superstation, WGN, obviously they are not an affiliated with the NBC network or any major network, and they've got a sports guy there. His name is Pat Tomasulo. And he's pissed about the rules NBC has put on the amount of footage they can air from the Olympics. and he went out on a pretty epic rave on their show complaining about NBC being jerks.
So I know you were watching the Olympics. Let me just say once again, okay? Yeah. It's not the actual sports of the Olympics I don't like. It's NBC's restrictions on the TV rights and anything Olympic related. You guys showed video? I can't even show any now. Just to give you a quick summary again. We're allowed to show 2 full minutes of video for our entire 6-hour show. 2 minutes. There's to be a 3-hour gap between programs we show it on. So the midday show gets nothing now. They get screwed. Every second video has to have text that says courtesy of NBC Universal. We're not even allowed to use the Olympic theme song this year. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
And we can't even incorporate the Olympic rings in any of our unique graphics. We have to show the whole thing or not at all. So I thought, you know what? Today, I'm not even going to report on the Olympics.
Good.
What he did.
That's awesome.
He read the Olympic scores and stuff, but he showed footage of high school wrestling, high school swimming and everything, and then played a rap song behind it instead of the Olympic music. But you know what? No one comes out and really spells out what the locals have to do to get their footage, and that's amazing. Two minutes every 3 hours?
Yeah, you know, you're talking about the dollars here. You're talking about the big bucks and how scared they are. There he goes. Those, justifying
that's the logic.
There he is. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Spent the $1 billion.
I appreciate that, Mr. Icon, but you know, you got to realize that you know, I'm siding with the little man here. Thank you very much.
Let's close,
really,
Mike.
What a big bowl of crap the Olympics is anyway.
You're right. Let us close with something that is more spiritually uplifting. Very talented musician. His name is Kanye West. And here are some of the greatest non-musical moments from his records, okay? We've isolated them so you can really focus on his brilliance. You know what I say? I say, take a lesson, Paul McCartney. That's talent. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a good Thursday, everybody.
That's it. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Be sure and join us for every day on the air or online at MikeO'MaraShow.com. To mail us anything, it's 32101 Washington, D.C., 20007. Send it to TMOS. That's our P.O. Box. All messages and birthday requests for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with 2 B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And it's all about you. Thanks for your continued passionate support of all things TMOS. And please continue to spread the word about our show all over the world. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara reminding you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
R.I.P. Barb.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.